Healthcare in this country is expensive, even more so when you factor in billing mistakes. Nearly a third of all medical bills have such errors, according to a healthcare billing industry group. So how can you avoid these errors? Michelle Singletary is our regular personal finance expert. She had some answers from my colleague, Alex Chadwick.
Michelle, welcome back. And what is the most common medical billing mistake?
The most common is double billing. In other words, they bill you for two procedures, two of the same pills, and you only took one. That's what most experts find.
Okay, double billing. What else?
Well, you should look for typos. You should look for incorrect dates of service. They may say you were in the hospital 10 days when actually you were only in there 5 days. They may charge you for operating time when, say, you were in the operating room only 2 hours, and they may bill you for 4 hours. So all those kinds of things you need to pay attention to.
That's a lot to be paying attention to when you're really mostly focused on, am I going to get better? What's going on? What about my family? All those kinds of things. I mean, how do you prepare yourself to be mentally alert enough to catch all this stuff?
My daughter was ill several years ago and in the hospital for a very long time, 2 months, and we were getting bills constantly. But what you have to do is, my husband and I share the responsibility of looking over the bills. So when they came in, we made sure we got a detailed itemized look of the bills, and we just sort of checked it. And then he might do it for one set of bills, and the next one came in, I did it. But you got to do that because there's a lot of things going on, and you want to be sure that you aren't paying more or your insurer, especially if you've got a limit in how much they'll cover.
And what do you do in the event that you discover an error? I mean, you can write them back and say, hey, you're wrong. The operation took less time than you say, or I didn't even get that operation, I was in there 5 days instead of 10 days. And they write back and say, well, these are our records.
If there's a mistake, you want to write a detailed letter and send it to the medical facility, or oftentimes, they have a patient representative. You want to CC that person or that department as well. And if you still don't get any response, they're still saying that you owe it, you may have to contact the Consumer Protection Office in your state.
So you're saying a lot of medical facilities now, they have someone who more or less is assigned to handle the possibility of mistakes anyway, and there's a representative you can engage and get into the process.
That's right. They have someone, not just billing, but other issues you may have with your doctors or nurses. And my daughter was at Children's Medical Center, and they had people there. It was wonderful. And whenever I had a billing issue, I would call, and I'd send them the letter, and they'd get it cleared up right away. I mean, they want to make sure that they're charging you for the right. Now, some hospitals may not, but, you know, if you do your due diligence and keeping notes and keeping track and looking for these typos and double billing, you should be okay.
Michelle Singletary, the author of Spend Well, Live Rich, How to Get What You Want with the Money You Have. She's also our regular guest on Matters of Personal Finance. Michelle, thanks again.
You're so welcome.
And if you, dear listeners, have money questions for Michelle, go to our website, npr.org. On that site, you will find our Contact Us link. You can click on that and send a question to Michelle. Please put Michelle in the subject line.